I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
Women always figure every man comes along wants them.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. They go together like a horse and carriage.
Don't say it's a fine morning or I'll shoot you.
You must think I was born yesterday.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
You dance a little first. Good morning. Welcome to She Said, He Said. We are here live this morning, 10 till noon on 590 The Fan. Kelly Lamb, Gordon Montgomery,
hey.
And the Grover at the
Grover's
buttons.
In the house.
Getting ready to make it all happen. It's going to be a busy morning. We've got lots going on the show. And I got to my prop to the right there because I was so excited about Scout and Cellar
last week
being able to drink wine, share it with people, and if they purchase it and love it, and someone purchases from them and so on, I make money for drinking wine.
I couldn't
pass it up.
What a great job.
So I love the wine. You love the wine too. We had the bottle that Nikki Roberts gave to us to try, and seriously, you do not get a headache from it. It's so smooth. It's clean crafted. There's absolutely no pesticides. What's scary when I say this? No pesticides, no fillers, no added sugars.
Shouldn't be that stuff in there anyway.
I know.
I know.
Who knew that we were drinking all that? That's disgusting. So with this, you know that you're getting a clean, fresh wine.
Anything
so excited.
That's really good for you? The Food and Drug Administration doesn't.
It's absolutely bad for you. So
they're not on board with it.
Sulfites, all the things that you're not supposed to have is in the things that we love, but not this one. So anyway, I'm bringing it with me, showing it off. And of course, behind us, because we have our newlywed couple on today, not so newlywed couple, that will be on with us today. We call them the margarita couple. So we have two glasses,
margaritas,
and a bottle back there for them. So, of course, I don't know why, but I wore a bra today. But I didn't have to.
You know what? I almost did.
You almost wore one? What?
But I didn't because of why?
It's National No Bra Day.
Exactly.
So you can just hang those babies free and let them have a good time, which is a scary thought. I see that a lot in Walmart.
Oh, you see a lot in Walmart. Walmart,
a lot
is,
of things hanging free there.
Why is it?
I don't know.
You know what I do like about Walmart, though, is that you can go there if you aren't, you know, if you dress appropriately, you can still go there in sweats and feel just perfect. Feel great.
Everybody wears sweats now, though.
You just like wake up in your pajamas and go to Walmart and be absolutely fine.
Sweats are attire now.
They are.
They're going to have, like, a sweatsuit's going to be more than just a sweatsuit. It's going to be like a suit made like a sweatsuit. That makes sense. I mean, like a jazzy suit, because they have the dress pants now. They're like yoga Lulu dress pants. You wear like, you know, to work with your suit jacket. No comment.
Nothing. This is what I deal with every day, ladies and gentlemen.
It's true, though.
Kelly Lamb and isms.
Okay, before we get to our first guest, which will be soon because our show is so packed, talking nakedness. Oh my gosh, I know everybody's talking about it. I know it's the conversation everywhere, but I still can't get over the movie that we went to see. And we went to Chase Park Plaza. Gordon had never been there.
Nope.
It's a cool experience to try out other theaters. We're getting so used to going to the movie in recliners.
A very intimate feeling.
Yeah. What do you think? Maybe 100 people is all it fits? Is it that? It's got to be at least 100, wouldn't you think?
Yes.
But each theater is small, and it's kind of nostalgic feel when you walk in. you know. And
I think it
the
has
prices,
yeah, four theaters.
The prices weren't as expensive for popcorn. Like, you got a large popcorn and two sodas for $14, which that's just popcorn at the theater over at AMC, isn't it?
Usually,
or
yeah.
wherever, you know, yeah, the theaters.
It wasn't that bad. And it was very nice. And you know what I liked is how the left side, the right side's only got like five seats in a row, and the left side's only got two seats
two.
In a row.
So we sat in a couple sides.
Yeah, we could.
But the movie, of course, A Star is Born. If you have not been to see that movie, I don't care if you're a guy or a girl, how old you are, it is a great movie because it's nostalgic, but yet they're playing, you know, somewhat younger roles, I guess, you know, in the movie. But I mean, the talent, of course, Lady Gaga, we know she can sing. But it was so real. Like, I really felt Lady Gaga just got found. Like, she did such a great job. And then, of course, Bradley Cooper.
She had an adorable character, too. I mean,
yeah.
It made you really just, like, embrace her. And
both of their eye contact.
Oh, the way their chemistry was amazing.
It was just, it really is a great movie. It sticks with you. It's a little heart-wrenching, you know?
And what I really like, too, is which I was going to tell Grover earlier, is that what I really liked about, I suggest don't wait till it comes out on video. Go to the theater and see it. And here's why.
I want to see it again.
Because
the sound
systems in theaters are amazing anyway
today.
Yeah,
that's true.
But when they did the live shows, it's you actually felt like you were at a concert.
Yeah. Well,
the
that's
sound
the cool
was,
part.
Was incredible. The live sound was incredible. But what they did you know what they did about that?
Well, I was just going to ask you. Remember the 10 amazing facts that about the movie that we were watching when we were at the gym? Is that we found out, of course, that one of them is that they actually sang. They refused. Lady Gaga had said she will not lip sync. So if they're going to do this, they're going to actually sing. And so in front of whenever you hear them singing in the movie, they are actually truly singing in front of a crowd. And she did like a thing. What does she call her fans? The monster,
little monsters.
And so she put a, you know, tweet, whatever, out to them, messaging, saying, hey, if you want to be part of the movie. And she charged a ticket. I think it was only like $25, but it wasn't because she wanted to make money. That money all goes to her foundation, Beautiful, that she helps people with. I really, really admire what she does to help people, which she does a lot, you know. But I thought that was cool. What were some other facts that went along with the movie that just wowed us, which made it even better?
One thing that just blew me away was I feel like we're going to give stuff away if we talk about it too much.
Okay, let's talk about it anyway, because I love the movie.
I will just say this. The last part of the show.
Oh, yeah, don't tell that.
Well, the last part of the show, she sings a touching song. I'll just say that. And even though it had something to do with the movie, it also had something to do with her own personal life that just happened. So
yeah.
I'll leave it at that. So, yeah.
Well, she lost someone very special to her. And so singing that song was really emotional. But there was a part, apparently they have such a bond from making this movie. He knew the minute that he sat down with her and talked with her. He had been to a concert. And one of the things that Lady Gaga, she had a drag bar that she used to hang out with all the time. And so he ended up incorporating that. He had, you know, put this movie together and directed it and produced it. And so when he went to see her sing, she was singing that song. It's a French song. And it was one of the songs that from the
drag
bar.
She actually sang it in her show.
Yes,
yeah. And he wanted to incorporate that in the movie.
Yeah, and he incorporated the whole bar scene, the drag queen bar. And there's just so much. And she had the roses when he went to open the door on one of the scenes when he got in the truck, which we don't see that.
Yeah.
Apparently there was roses all in there that she had left for him,
right?
That kind of stunned him. But
they kind of did some fun stuff. One real cool thing was Bradley Cooper's voice is quite a bit. You'll be shocked at it, but it's Sam Elliott's. Sam Elliott's in the show. And you'll be amazed at, you know how Sam Elliott's voice is. Well, Bradley Cooper's voice almost matches Sam Elliott's. It's so low and rich in tone. He had to actually go to a voice coach to get his voice to be that low and rich in tone. And he did it to match Sam Elliott's because, you know, they're actually brothers in the show. But
isn't that great?
Yeah.
There's just so much. I mean, he worked for like a year. I mean, on different things, you know,
right.
The voice.
There's so many cool things. Willie Nelson's son it's his band. It's Willie Nelson's son's band
right.
that he plays with in the
How
show.
About the guitar playing? You know, he took lessons to play the guitar for this movie.
Yeah.
So when you see him playing, which is really great, he practiced for over a year learning how to play the guitar for this movie. I mean, that's what you call really getting into your part and taking it seriously.
He earned his money, let's just say that.
He should earn an award. They both should.
Well,
was great.
He directed it. He learned how to play guitar. He learned to get his voice lower.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things that he did that was just incredible. And you'll see some parts in there where she actually writes some songs, and she's writing on a piece of paper when she's writing a song. She's actually writing the song
cool?
at the very moment.
So cool.
It's cool.
Well, even cooler, we got a great guest with us right now, apparently likes to be naked. So, if you haven't heard about the great show.
Well, it is National No Bra Day.
If you haven't heard the great show that's coming to the Playhouse at Westport, or the Westport Playhouse, I think I always say it backwards all the time. We have Chris Wayne, who is the naked magician, on the phone with us right now to tell us about this great show. Hi, Chris. How are you?
G'day. I'm great, thank you. And good morning to both of you. It's actually called The Naked Magician. I'm just one half of the show. There's two of us in it.
Oh, wow. Two of you. I don't know if we can handle two at the same time. That's incredible. Do you like to be Chris or Christopher?
Either's fine.
So Christopher sounds better with your accent, I'm sure. So
yeah, well, I like it when you call me Christopher. It makes me feel like I'm in good trouble.
Yeah, I like it.
So Christopher, with that accent, where are you from?
Sorry?
Where are you from with that accent that you have? Where are you from?
I'm from Brisbane, Australia.
All right.
Mike and myself are, yeah.
And, yes.
We've been touring America now. This is our third tour of the USA. We've done 130 cities across your beautiful country. You guys seem to have a thing for naked Aussies.
Apparently, you are two of the Australia's most famous magicians. It is the world's naughtiest and funniest magic show, strips away the top hats, capes to promise a full frontal illusion. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's Magic Mike, but with actual magic.
Magic Mike.
We were both professional magicians before we did this, and then we wanted to make something that would make for the ultimate girls' night out. That would make for a magic show that you wouldn't normally go and see. And that's what the show became. It started as a bit of fun in 2014 at a comedy festival in Australia. And since then, it's played 300 cities around the world, the run on London's West End. And look, it's naughty, it's hilarious, it's magical, and it's all done naked.
Do you get a little chilly on the show, and are there ever any little accidents?
Look, we try and avoid the American winter when we can. Otherwise, the show is normally, you know, a little bit, it's 5 inches of snow outside and 5 inches inside. And,
wow.
So, yeah, we always turn up the heat when we can, but thankfully turning up the heat is something that Mike and I specialize in.
So tell us a little bit about the magic. So you said you've been a magician for years and decided to turn up the heat on stage, changing it up to the, you know, naked magicians. So what kind of magic are you doing up there? Is anyone coming up on stage? Are the audience participating?
Besides your clothes, what else is disappearing?
I'm gonna tell your listeners and you guys straight up, like, if you don't want to be a part of a show, don't come and see our show. There is so much audience participation in this show, but it makes for the fun of it. I mean, with other magic shows, you're normally just sitting in the audience watching a magician do some lame stuff with an assistant and some boxers. This is like a non-stop party atmosphere. We've got people up on stage. We're going out into the audience. The stuff you see is going to, like, your mouth's going to be on the floor, not just because we're naked, but because the magic is actually crazy.
Not just because they're naked. Anyone else taking off their clothes?
Look, you're allowed to keep the clothes on during the show. After parties are always a different story. But during the show, Mike and I are the only ones that have to take it off. You guys just get to sit back, relax, and enjoy the eye candy.
So is this just, since you say all these things, is this just a show that women will enjoy, or is it something that men would like to come to as well?
Mate, I'm so glad you asked that.
I love it.
Because we know that there's a lot of male review shows that are just for girls' nights out, but something that we're really proud of, this show is great for gays. It really is. We have a big gay following, especially in America. And we get a lot of couples come to the show as well. It makes for a great cheeky date night out. It's really just for anyone that likes magic, likes comedy, and has a bit of a cheeky side, which we're learning as we go around the world, is 99% of people.
You know, one thing you aren't able to do, because, you know, they always say with magicians, you know, what's up your sleeve? And, you know, you don't have anywhere to go with anything now, do you?
So it's really magic.
We decided to run with that. And we said, we say in our show that good magicians don't need sleeves, but great magicians don't need pants.
Well, I think you definitely brought up the heat quite a bit there. So now you all are going to be at the Westport Playhouse, and this is starting on, do you have the dates in front of you that you will be in St. Louis?
No, because I'm not a radio host. Let me check, though. We're going to be there from the 19th till the 21st of this month. So there's three nights. There's a whole heap of shows. You can get your tickets at nakedmagicians.com. We played last year there, and the shows were all completely packed out. So we're so excited to come back. We know there's still tickets left, but I'd encourage people to jump on them quicker than they jump on us.
I was going to say, nice choice of words.
Perfect. So the Naked Magicians, that's October 19th through the 21st. You're going to have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday seatings all the way up till 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday until 7 p.m. On Sunday. So now, how does the meet and greet go afterwards? Are we going to be able to talk to you afterwards in the nakedness as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, in the meet and greet, well, I said last night in the show, you get to greet the meat, and it got a little bit
greet
of a laugh.
Greet the
meat. Yeah, it's a real cool. You get seats up at the front of the theater in what we call the splash zone. You do a Q&A with us after the show, and then we do this cool photo souvenir when you come, and you get to hold onto our top hats and and pull the bunny out of the hat. Well, and that's all we're wearing. That's all we're wearing in the meet and greet. So they're like a little upgrade that you can get with your tickets. They're called the VIP tickets. And they do make for like a really cool experience and souvenir as well. It's a lot of fun. It's a new thing we do. And when the show started to get bigger, we didn't have an opportunity to connect with people after the show, except for online, of course. And now the meet and greets let us get to know people. They get to ask us anything they want. And the photos are always just way too much fun. If you look at our Facebook fan page, you'll see the crazy photos that get taken with fans after the show. And they're just mad.
So we can find your Facebook at The Naked Magicians?
If you type in The Naked Magicians, all you're going to see are photos of Mike, Tyler, and myself naked and the craziness that we get up to as we travel across your ridiculously awesome country.
I love it. The Naked Magicians combine magic and muscles. So with, of course, a lot of laughs. So it sounds like a great night. Westport Playhouse, October 19th through the 21st. Get your tickets. You will not want to miss this. This is something I'm sure none of us can ever say that we have taken part in, and we definitely want to. Sounds like a great time. So for you, Christopher Wayne, and Mike Tyler, who's not with you right now, we appreciate you taking some time on the show, letting everybody know about this great magical event that's going to take place here in St. Louis at the Westport Playhouse. Thank you so much. Stay naked.
Thanks for getting behind us and having us on your show. That means so much. We can't wait to come to St. Louis.
Well, we can't wait to meet you. Thanks so much. All right.
Have a tip-top bloody day, guys.
Appreciate it.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate, you had to get into voice, didn't you? Oh, fun stuff. All right, we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh.
I mean, who sits around, you know, hey, we're amazing magicians. I got a better idea.
Let's do it naked.
Yeah.
What do we get to hide?
What do we get to hide? True, you know, there's no hiding in that magical moment. There's no sleeves. There's no pockets. So
no, you're right.
I can't wait to see how they do it.
Nope. I'm glad you can go.
You don't want to see the magicians naked. He said a lot of couples go.
That's true. You know what?
Could spice up our life.
Well, you know what? When I was in the band, so the guys, actually, it's not a bad idea to go with your...
Be a naked band?
No, to go see a show like that. The women get all hot and bothered, and then you're right there, pal. they got to go to somewhere, right?
So, they make magic for you.
Well, we used to, back in the band days, at Bogart South, they had an all-male review that opened up for our band every Wednesday night.
Really?
Yeah, when I was in the band Trick Shot, we played Bogart South on Wednesday nights, the male review, and then Trick Shot would play afterwards.
So were they disappointed when you guys came out?
No, the women were crazy. The women were crazy because, I mean, they were just, I mean, they're crazy anyway. They were crazy anyway back then, but in the 80s.
They're not crazy
big
anymore?
Hair and crazy.
They're not crazy anymore?
Yeah, they are. I think we're all crazy. We're all crazy now. Hey, let's say hi to a couple people that are watching us on Facebook.
All right.
Sean is always there, first and foremost. Sean, good morning, buddy. Good to see you. Nancy, Nancy Cozart, also Tracy, who is our, we love her. She's always on watching us. Tony, Dr. Tony's on, Kathy Helbig, and Kelly.
I'm on.
Sean Vincent. Sean. Good morning, Sean. Renee and
see, they
Kathleen
heard naked.
Kaiser's
That's
on
what
her
happened.
Way in.
They Rick, heard naked.
I want to say hi to Rick Dalton. He's out in Milwaukee, and I know he is just super happy right now because the Milwaukee Brewers won again last night.
Did they?
They're 3 games away.
I'm just glad the Cubs didn't.
They're 3 games away from going to the World Series. So congratulations to the Brewers.
You know, do you watch it when it's not our team?
Yes, I watched it last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just not really.
Milwaukee was going crazy. Brewers won again. They beat the Dodgers last night.
And that's what you're glad about.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything you want to say about sports today? I'm sure Rick would love to hear it.
Well, the hockey team won.
What hockey team?
The Blues.
Just making sure you knew.
And
what
I
team
said,
was.
I bet Grover's very happy right now because the Blues just won. We went to a little place called Louis Wine Dive.
Yeah.
After we'd went to the Chase
after
Park
we went
Plaza,
to the Chase.
And they have a fried guacamole that's delicious. Have you ever heard of fried guacamole? You don't like guacamole.
Mm-mm.
You don't
do
like a lot of things that I like.
I'm pretty picky. You're right. I'm not as picky
like
as I used
cheese,
to be.
Cheese, macaroni.
When I was a kid, I was super picky.
Worse than now?
Oh.
You still eat the same things when
eaten,
you were a kid.
I would not have eaten any seafood when I was a...
Oh, so you've grown up.
I have grown up a little bit.
All right. Well, we just got naked.
Wait. Oh, okay.
We just got, we didn't get naked.
Right.
But they were naked. And then we're going to take a break because we got to get our commercials in. And then hopefully we're going to talk about a little bit of hormones that makes you probably want to get naked.
Yes.
So we will be back with more. It's 1026 right here on 590 The Fan with She Said, He Said. Got the newlywed couple too.
We do.
All right. It's going to be a fun day. We'll be right back with more.